Gay Straight Alliances are student organizations designed to promote the idea that some children are homosexual and to advocate for LGBT, lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered rights on school campuses. Rights. The right to perversion.
Yes.
The organizations seek to normalize homosexual behavior and teach students that opposition to homosexuality or to transgenderism is a form of oppression.
It is not oppression if you oppose that lifestyle.
It's declaring sin. The bottom line is exactly. It's just declaring what is sin, and that is oppressing people.
Man, that is, come on, man. And then, but now they're going to make me an oppressor because I'm against a freak coming into
they're
the schools.
They're going to call you more than that. They're going to put you in the hate crime jail.
I don't hate those people. I just did a webcast on loving everybody.
That's their definition. Their definition.
All right. See, I'm getting upset. Go ahead.
Creating gay straight alliances in public schools. GLSEN publishes a manual called the Jumpstart Guide to instruct teen and some preteen students how to form the alliances.
A Jumpstart Guide.
The guide, which is found on the GLSEN website, specifically instructs students in the tactics of homosexual activism. Oh. I thought we were supposed to be teaching reading, writing,
and
arithmetic.
Yeah, the tactics of being a gay person that wants to fist their fellow student. Cut me some slack here.
Some groups have used tactics that include circulating petitions, requesting that their school board revise anti-harassment and anti-discrimination school policies. Oh, I guess policies that would limit you from fisting your neighbor. Working with teachers to develop lesson plans on LGBT history. Organizing a coalition of allies in the school community, holding fundraisers to purchase LGBT library materials, and holding weekly meetings where students can find support, voice their concerns, and/or plan educational events and social gatherings, the organization tells students in part one of the guide.
My goodness.
So, and again, you know, developing lesson plans on LGBT history, trust me,
yeah.
They're only talking about the positive side of such history,
yeah,
and not what has happened to many societies as a result of that types of activity.
Right.
Oh, but the activities that they recommend go far behind basic advocacy, of course. For instance, part 7 of the guide is devoted to teaching students about transgender issues and the need to be trans-inclusive.
What is trans-inclusive? Like you...
Inclusive of the cross-dressers. Because that's what transgender...
In other words, when the trans... they do not allow the cross-dressers to come to school now, do they?
That's probably some of the discrimination school policies that they need to overturn.
Because, well, if you go back to that kid who won the...
Campus queen.
Yeah,
at Fairfax High in Hollywood.
Because
yes.
It was a joke, but then once he did it, then he felt like he was invincible.
Yes, he was invincible.
Man, but as a woman.
Yeah. He's a boy.
He's a boy.
He's a boy. When he went home and took a piss, he's a boy.
Yeah.
I don't care. Get out, bro, man. Get out. Thank you, Mark.
So, transgender, often shortened to trans, is a term used to describe people whose gender identity and or expression doesn't conform to societal expectations of what it means to be female or male, meaning sex assigned at birth, says the guide. Transgender is often interpreted as an umbrella term to include cross-dressers, transsexuals, gender queers, drag queens, and drag kings.
Yeah, see, the drag queen is the one that won the Fairfax Queen for a Day.
Right.
Thing. Oh, man.
Stressing that people should be asked which gender pronoun should be used to refer to them, it includes one exercise that introduces students to the gender-neutral pronouns Z, replacing he and she, and here, her. I don't even know how to...
I guess that's
H-I-R
here.
Sounds like her to me, but it says replacing him and her. So it's somehow you're supposed to pronounce that differently.
So you guys
than,
say here.
Well, we
here,
have an example here of that now because Cher's daughter, Chastity, wants to change herself from a female to a male.
And glad her dad didn't live to see that.
And Cher, it says,
that would have made him run into another tree.
Uh-huh. She doesn't understand it, but she's going to try to accept it. Even Cher's having problems with it, but she can't say it.
Wow.
Because that's her whole audience.
Because right? That would be
the gay audience.
Yeah.
That's her entire audience. They give her all her money for her life.
Yeah.
So her daughter's attempting to change over. And
all right.
She has to call her Chaz now instead of Chaz.
Oh, Chaz.
Chaz.
Charles.
Chaz. All right.
Among the suggested actions in this section of the guide, launch a campaign to create a gender-neutral, all-genders, or multi-gendered bathroom at your school.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, you can imagine what's going to go on there.
They can't do that.
Larry Craig.
They're doing that now anyway.
Guide adds, as a caveat, this would likely be a single-stall bathroom. Another suggestion for teen students is to leave a blank line on forms that your student club or school uses when asking for gender, rather than having only two boxes for male and female.
Oh, no, no. As an educator, I would have to know. Mm. Wait a minute.
It's not about the educator anymore. It's about the kids. Because if this goes along, they pretty much
want
to have school turn into...
They want new forms printed up. Just like you got forms now for Vietnamese and Chinese and Cantonese and, you know, everything else for languages. Now they want to print up forms that have got everybody else included. And
please press two. Press three.
Boy that dresses as girl. Girl
please
that dresses
press
as boy.
Four.
Pre-op, post-op.
Press five.
This is stupid, man.
Anyway.
This is stupid. The president is stupid. Go ahead.
In addition, students are instructed to question school authorities whether pupils are required to note their gender on certain school forms. If there is... does not appear to be a good reason to ask the question about one's gender, the guide recommends a request that it be removed. The guide also teaches students about transphobia, which it describes as having the sex one was assigned at birth printed on one's driver's license and passport for anyone requiring ID to see, being forced to pay thousands of dollars to change it, if one is even allowed to do so, depending upon one's birth state, and never being able to choose to leave it blank, and the media outlets printing or people sharing birth names and pronouns of transgender people who have never said that doing so is okay.
You know what? You can't be walking around here with an ID card that is misappropriating what you are. If you're a guy that gets on the plane, okay. No, if you're... No, come on. Do you know what you're creating here?
Mm-hmm. Chaos. Part 5 of the guide... titled Examining Power, Privilege, and Oppression, instructs students in their definition of prejudice. The guide separates the term prejudice from terms like racism and sexism, which it labels isms. Prejudice, according to Glisson, is an attitude or belief about another person or group that's based on stereotypes instead of on experience or reason. Oh,
this.
So racism and sexism are based on experience or reason as opposed to based on stereotypes.
You know what this is, man? This is
insane.
You know, this is
insane.
You know what? You know what Obama has done? Obama has gotten the craziest people from the gutter streets and put them on his cabinet.
Like, who taught this guy how to...
What?
Where did he go to school?
What American parent is going to allow their child to participate in this insanity?
They all will. If it's a public school and they don't have to pay for it, they're going to put them right into it.
Any parent that would allow their children, because I would ask the parent, would you allow your children to be given sex education on being fisted in kindergarten? The parent should be outraged that I would say that. And then if I gave them the article, I would love to see how they would respond to that. This is stupid, man. This is just utter chaos, man. Isms as defined as prejudice believes, I just got to read this sentence, behaviors and institutional practices by a group or persons with power directed against specific groups of people. In other words, they're saying that the high moralists would be a prejudiced group of people trying to stop the babies from fisting each other. in the school.
So here they say, this way of defining terms is encapsulated in the formula, prejudice plus power equals sexism, racism, or other isms. So the prejudice is the thing that's based on the stereotype, and then if you have the power to enforce your prejudice upon that other person, now you're a sexist, racist, or...
Wait, Bob, there's enough people in this country that can bring this mess to a screeching halt, man. What's the matter with you? This is insanity.
Right. And that's what I was discussing with you off the air previously to this, is that basically this is a test. This is a test of the U.S. This is a test to see how far can we push this? How far gone are the minds of the American people destroyed? And basically, the minds got destroyed by the dialectic process.
Yeah.
They got destroyed by the fact that you've got to learn to get along and go along, and that you've got to be understanding, and you've got to be tolerant. And otherwise, you're going to get shouted down, made a fool of, laughed at, mocked, scorned, called stupid, not allowed to advance in your job, yeah. All of that other stuff that we've talked about with the dialectic. And basically, this is the test right here to say, okay, has it worked? Have we done a complete enough job yet? Have we actually got the American public to the point where we can even do this and we can tell them it's okay if your 12-year-old daughter learns about fisting and you'll put up with it? Because if you will, you'll put up with everything.
No.
The gas chambers, all of it. You'll just sit there silent.
Uh-uh. Not a person that what? All right, come on, man. We need to watch.
This is out here. We need to watch this news, and we need to see does America have a pulse? That's what we need to see. Does America have a pulse? We've been on life support for a while. Is there any pulse left, and is this person reviving, or is this thing going down the tubes?
I know you're going to think I'm crazy. It's one scene in one movie. The movie is called The Patriot, and it was Mel Gibson when he went under the bed to get his little briefcase out to take care of business, because Gibson knew what was coming against his family was going to destroy his babies. Mm-hmm. That's what drove him. Wait a minute, somebody's trying to destroy my children. Mm-hmm. See, and if you remember the scene when he told his boys, hold the line, mm-hmm. do what I tell, hold the line. And he knew that some blood had to be shed. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the movie. Mm-hmm. Don't misread me. He right. knew that some blood had to be shed, mm-hmm. because if the blood was not shed, that his family would be massacred.
Yes.
He knew that. Yes. He knew that he had to take some action. Y'all need to rent that movie called The Patriot and pay attention to it, because I'm not going out like the mush factory here. I'm not going to let nobody be teaching my grandchildren how to get fisted. Mm-hmm. Man, what is this? What if... All right, let's keep reading it, because see, I'm getting upset here. Getting upset. But the president of the United States put this fool in office? I can't believe this.
Now, this is, of course, listen to this. You're gonna this part is choice. You know where I'm going? Oh, this is choice. Based on this definition of terms, the guide claims that non-empowered groups, such as homosexuals, are incapable of committing bias or ism.
Ain't that a
See,
mess?
Because they're not empowered. So there you go. That's why they say that black people can't be racists, that only white people can be racists. Because they're not empowered, so they might have prejudices, but they can't actually be racist because they have no power to express their prejudice.
It's all in the language. They put it in the language, and when
So this is impossible for the transgender to be, and this is the whole point. You know, when they talk about tolerance, they're saying, basically, you have to tolerate us, but we don't have to tolerate you.
To say that a homosexual is incapable of committing bias or isms is ridiculous, especially the way this guy that Obama put in office treats the evangelical community.
Right.
He sticks up his middle finger and says, F 'em.
Right.
Now, Tell me that that's not bias. Mm-hmm. Come on, man. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
And the people that write these articles are ridiculous.
Because this is a one-way road here.
Yes, right.
Students are instructed to discuss the concept with the group and ask participants to explain why reverse sexism or racism cannot exist.